morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show brought to you by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Whatever your water problem, Culligan has a system to take care of it. Go to CulliganHannibal.com for a free water analysis. Coming up in the second half of the Mary Griffith Show, I'll let you know right now we're going to have open phones. So if there's something you want to talk about, get your thoughts together. Jot down this number, 223-9300. 1-800-228-WTAD. And when we come back from the Farm Market Report, we'll get to you and your ideas. But first, dedication to a cause is what you can say about Michelle Terwelp. She is on vacation as we speak, but she is so excited to be part of the second Thursday of the Mary Griffith Show every month that she has interrupted her vacation to come and be on my show to talk about the YMCA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
Are you in some balmy location on a beach, or are you just at home cleaning out a closet?
I'm at home right now. We're headed to Kansas City later, so getting the car packed, cleaned out, and stuff like that, but we will be on the road here in a few hours.
Okay, well, you can't do any work, so they'll have to pack the car without you. You've got to concentrate completely on the radio, right?
That's right.
Tell them that you can't be bothered with these other things. Well, I do appreciate you calling me on your day off. You know,
no problem. The
summer is such a wonderful time. My husband went swimming at the Y yesterday morning and sat in the jacuzzi for a while. You know, it was really interesting. He couldn't sleep, and then he kind of remembered, oh, I don't have to go to the Y at 9. I can go in the morning because you're open 24/7 during the week.
That's right. We are coming up on 4 years of celebrating 24 hours at the YMCA. So you can get in an early swim, early workout, or, you know, if you can't sleep and feel like you need to get up and do something, then you can head to the Y.
Yeah, it was great. I came home and there's a wet towel and a wet bathing suit. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? You know, but he said, yeah, I couldn't sleep after you left to go to work. So I just got up and went to the Y. And I said, well, that's great. That is great. So he did his water exercises. And then, of course, he sat in the jacuzzi for quite some time, too. So that's always great, folks. If you're not a member of the Y, consider joining, because that is just one of the many things you can do at the Y. And, again, a lot of people get off shift work at 11 o'clock at night or midnight, and they can go and work out at the Y as well. But we're going to talk mostly about stuff that's coming up now in the fall. And we'll kind of do it, I guess, in the order in which you gave it to me, which means youth. I'm going to keep you on track. Youth football is first. And youth football at the Y has such a strong tradition. I know my own Bears fan was a member of the Colts, I guess, was the name of his team or something like that. But all these young men in Quincy remember their Y football experiences. So let's talk about Y football.
Yes, so we have flag football for kids ages 4 up to 4th grade. It's a great way for kids to be involved with a team, learn some sportsmanship, and they also develop their skills with footwork, ball control, passing, and then the basics, run, throw, catch, and defend. So it's a great program for kids to get the basics of football and kind of learn the fundamentals before they move on to, you know, maybe an older age tackle or high school sports.
Now, let's talk a little bit, too, about football. You know, it's getting a bad rap, maybe deservedly so. I won't comment on that. But a lot of people are worried about concussions and concussion protocol. But when you start at the Y, you can start at flag football and minimal contact football, right?
Yes, we start with flag. That way we kind of build the fundamentals, and that's where they learn, and we keep them safe from concussions. So it's a great way for them to kind of learn the game in a safe manner.
Okay, so that is very important to know. When is the deadline to sign up? And I guess there's always a limit to how many kids you can take. You're probably limited by how many coaches you can get.
Well, all of our coaches are volunteers, so if we, you know, have 300 kids, we just need that many more volunteers to help coach the kids. We will not turn anyone away, so we will take as many as we can. For grades 1 through 4, the deadline is coming up in a couple weeks, August 24th. And then for Pee-wee, the deadline is August 30th. And Pee-wee, it is a kind of run as a camp. We partner with Tap Fitness, and it's run as a camp for 4 weeks. And then on the last week, they have a big family fun day, where they play a scrimmage, and, you know, mom, dad, grandparents, brothers and sisters get to come, and they have pizza afterwards.
Okay, so this is flag football, not serious tackle football, just a chance to learn the basics of the game, get some of that rough and tumble energy out, and show off a little bit for mom and pop at the end. And is it open to boys and girls? Is there a co-ed league, or do you segregate them, or how does that work?
It is a co-ed league, so boys and girls are both welcome. We'll play together.
Oh, it's so humiliating to be beat up by a girl, but that's okay. It's so funny. You know, I saw, you know, at when they're younger like that, sometimes the girls are bigger than the boys, so it's kind of intriguing. I saw a young couple walking in Hannibal the other day, and they were both probably 13 years old. The boy looked like he was 10, and the girl looked like she was 18, and they were holding hands, and I said, you know, this is young love. The boys always look so young, and the girls always look so old, so that's funny. So if you want to get your boy or girl involved in flag youth football at the Y, registration dates are coming up. Deadlines are August 24th and August 30th. And maybe if you're out there and you've loved football, and maybe you don't have kids of your own, but you'd like to volunteer as a coach, give them a call at the Y. They'd love to have you. After school programs. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know when the first day of school is. I know Bears fan has to report on the 20th, so it couldn't be that far away. How are your after school programs? Are you filling up, or are you already full, or do you still have some space?
We do have space available. We've got about half our kids probably registered. We have usually about 60 kids throughout the year in after school, but we can take up to 100. But the spots are filling up fast, so please stop by and get your kid registered. It just takes a $40 activity fee to get them on the list.
The $40 activity fee, that kind of subsidizes the arts and crafts, the use of the pool, those kind of things?
Yes, it does cover the activities they will be doing after school. They do some STEM activities. They do, you know, swimming, obviously, arts and crafts, some, you know, help cover the snacks and stuff like that, because we do help provide a healthy snack as well.
And you also give them transportation from their school to the Y, right?
Yes, we do pick them up at their school, all schools located in Quincy, public or parochial, and we bring them to the YMCA.
Okay. So this is basically for grades K through 8. You can sign your child up for one day a week or 5 days a week. They don't care. They just need to know. And, of course, another thing, it's great if you are a member of the Y, you get a little bit of discount on your fee. And they also, that'll be like, you know, every day that school's in session, there'll be an after-school program at the Y. You even have something kind of neat. On days when school is not in session, you have special activity days at the Y, and this is really important for parents who struggle with daycare on those days when it's a school holiday but not a work holiday.
Yes, when school's out of session, either for a holiday, a snow day, or a teacher institute day, we do offer school out daycare. That way parents can, you know, if they don't have something for their kid, not a regular daycare, they can drop them by the YMCA. It's just $20 a day for members, $25 for non-members, but it's a full supervised day, safe play. They will also do some enrichment activities, snacks, fitness, and swimming as well, and sometimes field trips.
And sometimes field trips on those special days. And as always, homework help. And that's a little nice after school, too. Some kids, their parents, you know, they've talked with the Y providers and say, now, you know, I want my child to participate, but make sure that they get their homework done, too. So, again, you know, it's a little bit more than babysitting. It's an enrichment program where there's lots of activities, but the kids can also get a little help with their schoolwork. K through 8, this is available from the Quincy YMCA on-site at the YMCA, and they even take the kids from the schools to the Y. So call today if you're looking for after-school daycare for your child, 222-9622. And no kid in 8th grade wants to go to the babysitter, but every kid in 8th grade wants to go hang out at the Y. So that's how you pull that off, Mom and Dad, right?
That's right. It's a full fun day after school.
You don't call it babysitting after a certain age. Then it has to be activities. The next thing on our list is something I've never heard of. It's called Buddy Ball, a non-competitive recreational league for boys and girls ages 5 to 20 with special needs. Each player paired with a buddy to assist the player as needed on the field and in the dugout. Tell us about Buddy Ball. It sounds like baseball.
So, yes, Buddy Ball is a new program that we are doing. We're partnering with QU and Special Olympics to offer baseball to youth and adults with special needs. They're paired with the buddy, so the QU softball girls will serve as the coaches and buddies for the players and play on Monday evenings. They'll get to play a full game of baseball. So, I mean, it's open to everyone with any ability that can play, and we just want them to come out and have fun and experience the sport together.
So this is for someone with any kind of special need, whether that be a physical need or an intellectual need. It will be literally one-on-one kind of attention. So when they come up to bat, if they need special help, their buddy will be there. If they need help running the bases, their buddy will be there. Fielding, their buddy will be there. So I think it's great. Special Olympics, Quincy University, and the Y teaming up. This is the kind of relationship that I think a lot of people really look to the Y for leadership on, Michelle Terwell, because, again, you are so known for your youth sports and for youth fitness, but not everybody can fit into the cookie cutter that sometimes, you know, provides programs for 90% of the kids in our community. You need something special for the other kids. So this is really great. There is a cost, $30 per player, but financial assistance is available. And we talk about that a lot, Michelle. People should not be afraid or deterred from asking for financial assistance. You don't have to be dirt poor to get financial assistance from the Y, do you?
No, financial assistance is available to anybody. They just need to apply at the YMCA, and, you know, we can approve them, you know, in a week or two. But we won't turn anyone away. That's why we are a nonprofit, and we do our big annual campaign every year so that we do not turn anyone away.
Okay, so it's Buddy Ball. It's going to be Monday nights at QU Stadium, right where the Gems play. So that'll be exciting for the 5 to 20-year-old crowd with special needs. The practices are at 5:15 on Monday nights, and then they play the game at 5:45. And this will go September 10th through October 1st with Quincy University softball players serving as the coaches and the buddies. So if your child likes baseball but has some physical or mental challenge that prevents them from fully participating, pictures showing kids in wheelchairs playing, kids with leg braces playing, all kinds of different people from 5 to 20, boys and girls, playing buddy ball. The deadline to sign up is September 4th, so they can get the full league together. And I applaud you, Michelle, and all the staff at the Y for doing that. I think that's really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, the Y just continues to keep branching out and helping so many in our community so that everyone can enjoy sports and have health. The next thing that we're going to talk about is the Quincy Family YMCA Dolphin Swim Team. It's time for open tryouts.
Yes, we've got open tryouts coming for the new school year here in September, right after Labor Day, September 4th through 7th. It's kind of a way for our current swimmers to bring a friend and try it out, or it's open to anyone that might be interested in competitive swimming. You don't have to be a great swimmer to join. You just have to be able to get across the pool. It's open to beginner, intermediate, and advanced swimmers. So it's for all ages, 5 to 21. And just a great place for, you know, just get into competitive swimming, make new friends, have fun, and learn sportsmanship as well.
And don't worry about even if you're a beginner, they have beginner, you know, teams. So the open house is September 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And you can come if you're an advanced swimmer, come by at 4. And if you're a beginner or intermediate swimmer, stop by at 4:45. Bring your suit and a towel because you will have a chance to get in the pool, meet the coach, kind of look at the Y facilities, see what a training session is like. And so, you know, this is something for kids to be part of the Dolphin Swim Team. They may excel at it. They may be mediocre at it. But the one thing they'll do is have a lot of fun, and they'll also improve their swimming skills. So make sure you call the Y at 222-9622. That's 222-9622 for more information. Open tryouts for the kiddos 5 to 21, September 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. 4 o'clock for advanced swimmers, 4:45 for the beginning and intermediate crowd. Now we're going to talk about paddleboard fitness. 2 classes, one of them at the Y in the pool, and the other one out where? Where are you taking me that you think I can stand on a paddleboard and not fall in? I assume it's the Quincy Bay, not the middle of the channel where I'll be run over by a barge, right?
Well, we're actually on Sunday, August 26th, taking a group out to Wakanda State Park. They had a group there this weekend, had a great time. We had a full class. So we have a couple opportunities for you to take the class at the YMCA or go off-site and take it at Wakanda.
Okay, so Wakanda State Park, you can get wet, make a splash, take the paddle boards out. You'll provide the paddle boards for them, or do they have to bring their own?
We do have the paddle boards, but if they have their own, they can bring them and join the class.
Okay, fantastic. Sign up at the YMCA. This is Sunday, August 26th. There'll be three sessions at 1, at 2, and at 3 at Wakanda State Park. Is that you in the picture doing the yoga pose on the paddleboard?
No, that is not me on the flyer. That is Kylie. She's one of our paddleboard instructors. And then Seth Hilding will also be there. They will be doing, there's a core and strength class for a boot camp class.
Okay. Let's talk about the one that is held at the Y then in the pool. Talk about that, because the next session there starts August 20th and lasts for 8 weeks. So we're coming up on that. So we definitely want to get registered.
We are coming up on our next session of paddleboard. There's three classes available. There's core and strength on Monday morning, Thursday evening, and then we have the boot camp style on Friday morning. They can sign up for the full session. They could do a drop-in class if they just want to try it once or just aren't able to make the full session. They can just try it every once in a while.
So paddleboarding is basically, I mean, once you learn how to do it, it's kind of fun because you can go out, you know, in a stream or the ocean or a lake and get around standing up. It's like surfboarding. You stand up. But it also improves your core balance, and it's like yoga. You can do these different positions to improve your balance. So there's some wonderful aspects of it. I can barely do yoga on land. I don't think I'm going to try it on a paddleboard. But there again, the Y has activities for all levels of physical fitness, right?
Yes. The class is for all levels, and all of our classes are, and they will make adjustments according to your fitness level.
Okay. Real quick before I let you go, Michelle, and I think I've kept you away from your family long enough, although I'm sure all the heavy work is now done, unless they're sitting there waiting for you to get off the phone so that you can do it all. The Caring with Character Safe Sitter Babysitting class, another session of that's coming up Saturday, August 18th from 9 to 3 at the Y. Who should sign up for Safe Sitter babysitting classes?
Safe Sitter is open for kids ages 11 to, I believe, 18. But they can sign up if they're interested in babysitting, maybe helping out with siblings. It's a great way to kind of learn basic skills, and so they can, be a safe sitter. They can safely babysit other children. They learn, CPR, first aid, and just a great way to get involved in the beginners of babysitting.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas out there listening, if your children are old enough now to be left unsupervised, quote unquote, at home, this safe sitter class is a great thing for the oldest one to take, or maybe all of them to take, so that they can get themselves and their siblings out of a jam if they need it. So lots of things going on at the Y. Youth football getting ready to start up. The first registration deadline there is August 24th. After school, they still have some openings, but call today and get your child's after school care confirmed there. Buddy ball for those with physical, emotional, and educational disabilities. Buddy ball softball coming up. Swim team open house in the early part of September. Paddle boarding, and of course, lots of new classes at the Y. The next session starts August 20th. So there's just a variety of cycling and weightlifting and yoga. And what's those things where you hang from the ceiling? Do you do that still?
Yes, that is our suspension trainers, TRX. Yeah. We have those coming up as well.
Okay, I can't wait. I'll be hung on the wall like a backpack.
I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? You get $10,000 for America's Funniest Home Videos. Michelle, you should get double, triple overtime for spending time on the Mary Griffith Show on your vacation. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for allowing me to call in and still do my interview.
Okay, you have fun in Kansas City.
Will do. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Michelle Terwelp, one of the fabulous staff at the Quincy Family YMCA. If you're not a member, think about joining. If you're worried about the cost, they have financial assistance available. And don't let any kid you know not be part of the Y because of money, because they will be happy to provide financial aid for you.